This is Kate Saffin for Fringe Review, and I'm talking to Robert Peacock of TV Bomb about a newish initiative at the Fringe called Death on the Fringe. And it's easy when you look at the Fringe from outside to see it as one huge mass of things, but in reality, within it, there's lots of other smaller festivals or fringes. So the free fringe is a fringe of the paid fringe. But this is an initiative that looks across all the genres. And Robert is going, I'm going to ask Robert to start with how it came into being.
Okay, well, as well as running TV Bomb, I have connections with a Scottish charity called the Scottish Partnership for Palliative Care, and they run a year-round campaign called Good Life, Good Death, Good Grief, which is aimed at trying to get people to be more open about death and discuss some of the issues around it. A lot of people go through their life without really planning for death, thinking about it, thinking about some of the issues it raises, how would you like to die, what would you like to happen after you die, things like funerals, wills. Just the idea is really that if we talk about these issues, it's easier to deal with when they arise rather than having to deal with them in sort of the heightened emotions of a terminal illness diagnosis, or you know, gathered round your granny as she's passing away. So they do that year round, and they approached me about maybe doing something during the Fringe. So last year we came up with the idea of doing Death on the Fringe, which was drawing a programme together from all the different Fringe shows that have something to do with death or grief or bereavement. So last year we ran a programme of about, I think, about 12, 13 different shows that were about that subject. And then this year we've done the same again. We've put together a programme of 16 different shows that are on at the Fringe. But we've also added a lecture series where we get practitioners and thinkers in the area of death and bereavement to come and talk to us as part of Just Festival at St John's Church, tell us what their thoughts are, introduce us to some of the issues around it, and give an opportunity for people to debate some of the things. We've also put together two storytelling and music events that are taking place at Sweet Venues on the Grass Market have kindly given us some of their spare space that they had to host these events, which again are designed to get people reflecting and thinking about life and death.
Oh, that's fascinating. And how do you find the shows that you're going to include?
Well, because we ran it last year, this year we already had some people that we knew that were coming back. So we have Lynn Ruth Miller, who's a comedian storyteller in her 80s, and she was with us last year and she came back this year, so we already had a contact with her. Zed Theatre, which is a student company from Hull, they did a show last year and they've got another one this year. They do a whole series of shows, but each year they've done one about death. And then I went through the programme and saw any shows that I thought were suitable on the subject, and also people approached us as well. So we have a show called Fiesta de los Muertos, which is a musical show based on Mexican Day of the Dead, and they found us on Twitter and said we'd love to be part of this. So there's different ways of people getting involved, and if shows want to get involved, they can get in touch with me, and I'll sort them out.
Well, you've got a website, which is www.deathonthefringe.org.uk, and a Twitter handle, at Death on the Fringe. So, if anyone is thinking about bringing a show, then that's where to get in touch. And we'll say that again at the end. Tell me a little bit about the lectures, because that's something new, isn't it, this year?
Yes, well, through the charity, through Good Life, Good Death, Good Grief, we know a lot of people who are working in this area. In fact, Professor Scott Murray, who is the university chair of palliative care, we know him very well because he hosts our launch event in the Anatomy Lecture Theatre at the university, and so he did a talk for us. Other people that have got maybe a lifetime of experience working in hospices or palliative care more generally, or in academia, thinking about some of these issues. So we've put together a program of four lectures with these people, and Just Festival kindly agreed to host us as part of their events at St John's Church, and these people have that sort of first-hand experience of dealing with the dead and the dying and bereaved families as well, in a way that maybe the rest of us, who maybe only have to deal with it periodically don't have that sort of depth of experience. So it's quite interesting learning from them. Things like Joe Hockley, for instance, who's a nurse who worked with the founder of the hospice movement, Dame Cicely Saunders. She spoke to us yesterday about the different stages of dying and what happens when a person is preparing for death, the stages that they go through, the mental and psychological things that happen to them. It was really fascinating learning from her, who's had a lot of years' experience dealing with it, exactly those stages, because until you've experienced it yourself, you don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Thank you. Coming from a background in the health service and then coming into the arts as a writer, I think it's wonderful to see this breadth, because looking at the programme, there's comedy, there's drama, there's dance, there's the Fiesta de los Muertos, the Mexican Day of the Dead, but there are things from this country as well, and you've got this underpinning of some theory and some of those working in the field, so that you're really coming at it from all angles. So thank you very much, and as a reminder, the website is deathonthefringe.org.uk, and I'm looking forward to seeing what next year's programme looks like. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.